They rebooted X-Men 97. So the very last episode in 1997, if you haven't watched it, spoiler alert, Professor Xavier dies. And the very first episode that came out this month, last month, is the very next episode as if it never went off in 97. It just continues. It's fucking amazing.
It's dope.
It's fucking amazing. It's been like a kid again.
Cyclops is one of the dopest characters.
And then you got fucking... Gambit was fucking... Oh, this song, man. I can't even get to it. It's like a soap opera.
Did you hear what he just said?
What?
He said Cyclops is one of the dopest characters.
Cyclops and his brother, I believe, yeah.
Havoc is always lit.
I feel like him and his brother is some of the dopest characters on
something. Wait. You... X-Men.
Power-wise, as far as like supernatural, ridiculously power, I can shoot a beam of light from my eyes.
No, that's really so.
That's dope as fuck.
Superman could do it too, but they never wrote him like to be raw and use it the right way. Just like Cyclops, they wrote him like bitches.
Well, Cyclops was always that way because he was just the good guy who won Jean Grey, and Wolverine was the guy who could have got her if they would have met sooner. It was always been like that.
I'm supposed to be Team Cyclops. Because I'm Team Edward. I'm generally Team the nigga that got her first. I'm generally the nigga on that
Well, if
team.
That's the case, if you want to go back like that, in the before they time jumped...
No, Wolverine, Cyclops is a bitch.
Before they time jumped, Cyclops and Jean wasn't together. Wolverine used to date Storm.
So but, that didn't have anything to do with
No, I'm just saying, like, it, as far as like people dating and that... Like, I love X-Men. Like... That was when I'm still sorry they haven't merged X-Men with the rest of the universe with Marvel.
They too raw.
Well, they dip copyrights. People own Spider. That's what
they too raw.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they need to get like get characters to play certain people, like really good characters.
I mean, they just too raw.
I gotta see what he's back and go do with it.
Darren, you've been watching X-Men 97.
Yeah, that's just gas.
Can we talk about it more than, like, you know what I'm saying? Can we talk about it?
Okay, what do you want to say? Yeah.
X-Men 97, like, explain why it's gas. You know, like, discuss it.
I like how they do Cyclops' powers. I like how they present them now.
Is it all about Cyclops for real?
Cyclops is gas. Gambit is gas.
Gambit is dope.
Beast is gas.
You know what you
said? The niggas is gas
now.
You
see what she did to Gambit with Magneto? Like this.
But you remember when Gambit jumped on the back of Wolverine and charged his claws?
I don't understand.
And then he had that superpower. Yeah, they're doing the X-Men are really dope for combination moves and shit. They're really displaying that really well. The story is good.
The story is great.
Storm is on an arc now. We don't know what's gonna happen to Storm now. Nigga, that shit's gas. That shit is very, very dope.
Rogue left Gambit. It's fucking Magneto.
It's probably one of the best.
Yes, this is a cartoon.
But this is one of the best iterations of the X-Men in recent years.
It is. Not gonna lie.
Well, it's because it's just a revamp of the best iteration of the X-Men.
That's fair.
Okay. Right.
It's just continuing the best X-Men. Like,
but it's awesome. It's so
like, cool. And you don't know what to expect. Like, when they started coming out with new Star Wars movies, I thought it was a reboot of the old ones, and then I found out it was just a continuation.
See, but the new Star Wars movies was, like, predicating the old Star Wars movies.
See, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's running off from the... I thought it was a reboot to... You know how they reboot some movies?
You used too many pronouns. What are we talking about right now?
So you know how they started doing the Star Wars?
Which one?
No, I'm just saying. So we talking about Star Wars right now. Okay. But I'm saying, you know how they just continued it like they did X-Men? I thought they rebooted it and redid the movies themselves. I didn't know it was a continuation of the story they already had, like X-Men.
See, but that's not what Star Wars did. They did a... Prelude.
Oh, so because I haven't watched them, so it is something from before
Star Wars.
Yeah, so they
Star
have,
Wars. Yes, Episode 1 is before the Star Wars movies. Of
right,
the
right,
80s.
Right,
like,
right.
That's a prelude. It's right. Like a it happened before, but X-Men 97 is like
off.
Just continuing mm-hmm. from the X-Men of 1997.
I can't wait to finish that shit. Good.
Watching
that shit with my brother. Like
what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Hold on. Alright, sure.
It's not even a podcast, bitch.
It's not me, it's you. You're reckless and you know it. They don't love you like I do. I say you're moving on, but I guess it's just emotion. I guess that's just emotion. Oh. I guess that's just emotion. Oh. violence is emotion. I guess that's just emotion.
It's not even a podcast, it's a real conversation about relative relations, real topics, real thoughts, real people. It's the boy Jay Oates, aka Captain Odie, aka the leader of this Not Even Podcast nonsense. I got the homie DJ the Chef with me.
Yo,
if you're hungry on these streets, you need something to eat, holla at DJ. I don't know why you ain't did it yet. Got my homie, my brother, Donnie Darko with me. The Don Dada, Non Abba, you know what I'm saying?
Yo.
I mean, Miss Ashley is in this motherfucker with us. She is the princess. You gotta treat her with all of the respect and all of the energy like it's her birthday, even when it's not. If you're not gonna get her no flowers, I don't know why you're trying to slide in the DMs. Let's keep it real. We got the homie Rail in the motherfucking building. He always doing big boss shit. If you want to talk to Ray, you got to talk to me first. And if your energy's off, it's a big nada.
No, Kizzy. Wait, you know hold saying? On. Don't press that button yet. You already know. I just told you not to press. Now he finna go crazy. Why don't you do that?
Come on, man. What's up?
Nah, yeah, what you know?
Big shout out to my nigga Oates.
Okay.
I know two philosophers. Plato. And Oates. Plato got a closet. Oates is in the streets. I saw this nigga ascend a mountain. He came down with 2 stone tablets. 10 commandments on how to pod. The first one was keep your fucking ears open. Number 2 is we don't believe in shoulds. Come on, what the fuck is it, man? It's a motherfucking...
It's not a podcast. It's a conversation.
About relative relations,
y'all know it. Listen, I'm jumping straight into topics. Shout out to everybody that's listening wherever they listening. You still know that you're listening to the number one black podcast in the city, number 3 overall. Chance who? Speaking of Chance, Chance the Rapper and his wife have announced that they're getting divorced after 5 years of marriage.
Yeah. That was his fault though.
Y'all think why? Do you think it was his because he was dancing in Carnival like that? That's what everybody online been talking about when he was dancing with the bitches in Carnival. That's
it. I mean, but if you married, you know what you should and shouldn't be doing, and you know you famous, and you most likely you gonna go viral for doing shit like this.
You think that's it though? Like it's.
I mean, it's probably some other shit we don't know about.
That probably isn't the first dance he's gotten.
Right. Yeah, it's probably some shit other than that though.
You don't think that you think she leaving him? You don't think the Chance finally said, "Listen, like, look."
I don't know.
I know we known each other since elementary school, like, and you cool, but like, listen, look, it's some real things like happening in my life, like, you know what I'm saying? I've been trying to like. Just do us, and like you've been getting on my fucking nerves. You don't feel like he felt like that?
I mean, I don't know how you.
I don't know. I'm just y'all on my side. I gotta play the other side right now.
I don't know.
Y'all think the wait a second. You don't think the Chance was in the house? Chance, the rapper.
Yeah.
Like, and like him, he had the 3 hat on, and he got a call. Like, you know what I'm saying? For one of his things, bring. Chance picked up the phone. He was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? What's up? And his bro was like, yo, Chance is going up tonight downtown Chicago. Like, you know what I'm saying? Wherever they're kicking in Chicago, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I think he's still there. Or wherever he lived, in that city, that's where they called him. And Chance was like, yeah, it's lit. And then his wife was in the background, like, who's that on the phone? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, I'm just talking to the DJ. Yeah. I'm just talking to my homie DJ. Not DJ, but like, I'm talking to DJ. And DJ was trying to get him to come out to the club. And Chance wanted to go to the club. And he knew that he was Chance. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, You don't want no problem. It was a dreadhead nigga. The dreadhead niggas called him.
Yeah.
And was like, yo, it's lit tonight. Come out.
There's a lobby.
And he wanted to come kick it. Mm-hmm. And she ain't wanted to come kick it. Not never. And he was like, I can't never come out the house no more. When the last time we seen Chance?
It's been a minute.
I don't follow Chance.
It was that carnival video.
It's the last time he got outside. He hasn't been outside in so long.
I'm just saying, like, as
he couldn't help himself.
He wanted to, what if he just wanted, what if Chance left or he got sick of his shit and he chested up? That's what I'm saying. He was like, listen, I'm Chance the fucking rapper, man.
Yeah. You don't fucking clean in this house. You don't take care of the baby. I'm Chance the Rapper. I put us in the house to take care of the baby.
Me and these flooding ass jeans? We stepping out tonight.
I made a song with Kanye. You do the dishes.
I'm gonna put on my Yeezys.
Yeah.
These Yeezys were made for dancing. Yeah. And that's just what they'll do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of these days, these Yeezys gonna dance right out on you.
That's fair.
Yeah, he just danced right out on it. Bro, you alright over there? You dying on the couch, it seemed like. That was a noise. Like, my nigga said, arr. No, that's what Chance said. And now he said, ah, I gotta leave. He was on the couch, his back was hurting. I've been sitting here too long. He just said, I gotta go. You don't think Chance? I feel good for Chance. I'm happy for him.
Shout out to Chance. I hope he starts taking drugs again. I hope he get another acid rap.
Damn.
Damn.
Why do you say that?
Because that was the best he's ever been, and he's never ascended that height since.
What would he say? Something like that.
I don't listen to Chance though.
Oh my god, that was a really, really good. I don't know if it was an album, a mixtape.
It's a mixtape, I think.
That shit had acid. If it was the album was called Acid Rap, so it had Acid Rain on it, Cocoa Butter Kisses. The list was amazing. Those songs were amazing.
So Chance.
And he's never done. Yeah, he's never made anything quite as good since.
That's back when he made Nick Mensa sound good. And that's a fucking, that's talent. That's talent. My nigga, hold on. Give me a second. Because, bro, before you go, don't let me, I got you something. I got you. So listen, moving on from Chance. To niggas, it's this on the opposite end. Like, niggas, like, kind of. Y'all heard about Adam 22?
What about it?
No.
What happened?
Yeah, I did.
The fuck happened?
Who's Come on, man. Adam 22.
He left his
wife. Wait. Adam 22. We talked to him on this podcast.
We talked about him on the podcast before.
He was married to a porn star.
Oh, yeah, okay.
His wife could fuck Jason Love.
I don't know this.
Now, he's ready to fuck the world up.
Because of that?
No. He's stepping into gay porn. He's doing gay porn now.
But he's still with his girl?
I mean,
college student?
Man, that shit.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I don't.
They still together, but we don't
know. I don't know how those relationships work. I don't know. I thought it was over when she was fucking, Never mind. So he's stepping into gay porn. How do you guys feel about it?
I don't care.
Setting new trends?
No, I think
attention is a drug that's just as bad as cocaine.
I think
attention can be something that'll really make you go off the deep end.
You think he's doing this for attention?
I think he's doing it, yeah.
I feel like there's way. Should I? I'll fuck Caitlin Clark before I, before I do gay porn.
I genuinely believe it. You don't need to do it. You want to be seen doing something. You don't have to do it. You just want to just do something. You just want to drum up another.
You think this podcast is falling off? He decided he was about to.
Yeah, that'd be a great way to have people to get more eyes on me if it's podcast. Yes. I think it's weird, bro.
And then when they get back pie.
To get it in a winky to stinky?
Yeah, man. Winky to stinky.
That's crazy terminology. I don't want to talk about this no more, though.
Yeah, that's...
You got to talk about the next thing.
No, I wanted to make so many jokes about this.
He's dying of thirst.
No, that nigga tweaking.
He's dying the worst.
That's some sad shit.
Yeah, it is.
That's nuts, right? No pun intended. Come on, guys. Listen. No, look. 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 Adam 22 was like, look, they leaked fake audio footage of Meek Mill and P. Diddy. You know what I'm gonna do to fuck the game up? I'm gonna leak real video footage of me.
Nah, I'm cool.
Hey, no, dog, no, y'all find that shit funny?
Nah.
How y'all niggas is nuts, bro? Like, that shit is hilarious. Adam 22 has come to, like, That shit's crazy. Rest in peace, No Jumper. rest in peace, Adam 22. Leaving No Jumper to get rim shots is crazy. Like, that's crazy.
That's a nigga with few options.
I'm glad you should have so many options, though. No. That wasn't the next.
Hey, I gotta sit up tomorrow.
That wasn't the next turn. That wasn't the next.
There's so many more exits before that one on the highway.
There's so many more exits. That's funny.
So many other things.
That nigga wanted to be the porn guy too bad. You want to have your wife getting fucked. You want to make a thing about.
Why can't he just be a regular?
A game show about your wife getting fucked. Now why you can't
he be just a regular porn guy though? Like, and just do like.
Normal porn. Why not? It would make just as much. Why? Yeah, he weird. That's odd.
Why can't he be the nigga that try to pursue Caitlin Clark? Like,
and you make enough money to just. Be bi. You don't have to do that. You could just do. You don't have to.
He could have pursued Caitlin Clark first. Is all I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying. Like, you didn't have. Never mind.
That's weird. He's a weird dude for that.
Never mind. What's weirder? A dude doing gay porn or a dude trying to smack Caitlin Clark?
Dude doing gay porn.
Thank you.
What you thinking about it?
No, I said doing gay porn is weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cause no self-respecting man wants to do Caitlin Clark. Like, that's all I was saying earlier to y'all off mic. Alright, hold on. Oh shit. Oh, you know what? I had a question for niggas. Slightly random question on the transition. But, should there be a certain age range between couples? Like, you know what I'm saying? Is there a desired age range between couples? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Is there
an age range that's too far? Like, is there a range that's, like, in line?
I feel like it should be, but
what in what age range do we think is a good age range? I'll let you know. I think 10 years is a decent age range.
10 years? It depends on how old you are, though.
Well, yeah, I'm speaking about adults. Like, everybody's like legally fucking saying.
So like 20, 30 or 30, 40.
20, 30, 40, 28.
Okay, you do 20 and 30.
Ooh, 28, 18 is a bit harsh.
Right.
20, 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, I guess.
What? She's not even legal.
Wait, she did legal. What are you talking about?
Good point.
Dude, you talking about legal to drink?
Dude. Man, I can't do 10. I'd probably say 5.
20, that's only.
Set 5 to 7.
5 to 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, 20 to 30 is not bad.
Yeah. I mean, to you, it's bad. I think it is, though.
You think 2030 is bad, Don? You think 2030 is bad?
I was gonna say I don't even want to put an age range up. If it just works and it's healthy, it's cool.
That's a bit.
No.
As long as everyone's legal parties, but if it's healthy,
still and enough.
Yeah.
Still no. I just, well, that's 20 to 30 then. So like you.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
You 30 years old messing with a 20 year old is cool.
I don't really see it that much of a problem with that.
I mean, y'all don't.
30? It's still a kid. Like.
That's like a 30 year old coming to a college party right now and cracking some shit.
I didn't say that.
That's the age.
No, can a 30-year-old fuck something that could be in a college party? Yes. Like, do I think that a 30-year-old is necessarily going to be in a college
party? I didn't say he can't be in a college party. You know what I'm saying? Like, the age, like, that sounds crazy. This nigga 30 years old.
That doesn't sound crazy to me.
I mean, you a dope.
Why does it sound crazy?
I just feel like nigga at least be over 21 if you gonna go that low with age. She gotta be at least 21. But me, I'm not going that low. If I'm 30,
okay, she so 32. So 32 to 22. That sounds bad to you?
I mean, to me though, yeah though.
It does.
Like, if I'm 32, she gotta be like 27. The lowest I've been going, 26, 27. So I'm 32. Ain't no 22. Like, nah. You still a kid, low key.
You're a kid at 32.
I'm grown, though. I'm 30. Bro, listen, bro. 32 and 22, bro.
As the person that's 36 in the room, like.
You don't mess with a 22-year-old. Well, you read. No, you don't.
Yes, I do read.
I'm not talking about that. Never
mind. You said you read. Yeah, I got a bunch of books.
Like, I'm not talking. Never mind. You read me and it makes sense.
At 32, could I see messing with it? Like, me personally? No. Like, I've had, like, younger, like, depending on, like, it's younger women generally get on my nerves. Like, you know what I mean? Like, at this point in the game, like,
cause, yeah.
Like, they're focused on different things. But if there's a more mature, younger, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, 32 to 22 doesn't sound that bad.
I mean, to me, it does. If I'm 32, she got to be, like, 27, 26. 27, 28, 27.
Donnie, you're just cool with everything that's legal.
Yeah, he don't care.
Well, here's what I'm saying. I would like I talked to people who were like 48. So that's like a 20 year.
You dating them, or you just in and out type shit?
Well, in and out, but I wouldn't be opposed to taking them on a date. It just never got that far.
Like, you dating, like, that's your girlfriend type?
It was like, we go on dates. So what is,
okay. Real. Okay. Well, I'm confused. Like. Are you saying that somebody that's 32 could fuck somebody that's 22? Like, you just made some stipulation about dating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I'm asking, like, are you talking about, like, dating? Like, even still, like, I'm just wondering, like, where that came from.
You said, does age matter in a relationship? To me,
well, I said, what is the age? Yeah, and your age gap that you said is 5 to 7. You said you feel like 5 to 7 years, like you feel like you could be 5 to 7 years older than a chick and mess with her. Like, how old, much older than you is the chick?
How much older is the chick to be older than me?
Yeah,
5 to 7.
Only 5 to 7.
Yeah, I mean, like, what you mean?
So, like, you would never fuck with like a 45-year-old that was cold?
I mean, shit, like, fuck with them, like, how? Just to crack, or just, like...
Real, like, that's the thing. Like, I don't know where you go. Like, could you fuck with a 45-year-old?
No.
Like, you...
Right now, no. Me right now, no.
Okay. you could only fuck with somebody that's 5 to 7 years older. Or else you're going to feel like they're too old for you.
Bro, listen.
Listen,
no. Dating wise,
I'm just saying fucking with somebody. I don't know what you mean.
You said, no, you talking about 30 and 20. And then you said 32 and 22.
So you're talking about somebody younger than you. And that's cool. You don't see 10 years younger. So then you said 5 to 7 years is your range. 5 to 7 years younger than you. 5 to 7 years older than you. So I'm saying if there was somebody that's 45 years old, so they're more than 5 to 7 years older than you, but you're your age. I wouldn't
shoot at that. No.
I'm not saying that you shooting at them. A 45-year-old woman see you, think you sexy. Like, I like this young boy. I'm about to try to like talk this young boy up. I'm about to get this young boy. You could never fuck with her because she's too old. Is that what I'm asking you?
I don't know, man.
You might hit.
Yeah.
If she was like cold and shit.
Right. Yeah, I hit.
So, your age range now has jumped from like.
No, my age range has not jumped.
No, yes, it has, because you're 22. So, for 22, you're saying that you could see 23 years older than you. Maybe.
No.
Not younger, but older. That you can fuck with. I'm not. You want to say girlfriend. You can put your dick in her, nigga. You can fuck with her. Like, you can let her. You can go out and get a drink with her.
All right. But I feel like if I was 45.
I'm not saying you 45.
I said, all
right, bro. I'm saying you 22.
Yeah, bro.
And you saying younger than you, you wouldn't mess with much younger, but you would mess with older. You said that you would be okay with messing with an older chick. Maybe. But it wasn't her age that's necessarily like throwing you off from it. Am I tripping or is that like...
No.
So you would mess with an older chick.
Yeah.
So your age range for older is like 20 or something. But younger, you just don't feel like you want to mess with younger girls.
Yeah.
Got you. I get that. The only question that I have is then when it's a dude that's older, not necessarily you, because we're not just talking about you. I was talking about like just relationships in general.
Right. You said relationships.
Yes. If you having sex with somebody, that's a relationship. I'm not saying that you in a committed if I'm fucking you, we have a level of relationship.
Right.
So like the age range, it seems like you could see it as a dude messing with older, but you just don't like the idea of a girl messing with an older dude.
I just don't like the idea, but like I feel like as a nigga you shouldn't be messing with no little guy. I don't know. I just feel like I'll probably take that. I don't know, bro.
So
I ain't old yet, so I don't know.
Yeah, but my question would then be, why is it okay for older women to mess with younger men? Like, because you would be okay messing with an older woman. That would be my question for you. Don, you said everything cool for you under the sun. I kind of think, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you ain't done.
I think that younger... I'm kind of rolling with you. Like, younger, me personally, like, under 25 and, like, if you're 25 and, like, we connecting, I think it's a really special thing. I think you're a really special person. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't necessarily see myself just connecting with all women that are 25. But I can see my, you know what I mean? Like, 24, 25 is probably like my cutoff right now. Like, and like 25, 26 is really like my cutoff. But like, if I'm to meet somebody and they dope, they an adult, like, you know what I'm saying, and we connect, I would, I guess, see, but, like, yeah. Younger than that feels weird. Okay. I guess I could probably societally get away with dating a 23-year-old. I probably could. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't look crazy old. Like, I could maybe get away with it. I wouldn't necessarily, like, I'm not looking for a 23-year-old. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But if a dude that was 36 was dating somebody 23, I mean, maybe. I wouldn't necessarily think that they was about to get married. But I could see him maybe having some fun. I could see that. I'm thinking, like, the age range. It's for me, it's circumstantial. Because as a dude, it's circumstantial. For girls, I think it's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, older women, I can see older women messing with younger men. But when women are, like, in their 20s, I don't necessarily see them messing with 19-year-olds. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, am I tripping? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Age range just seems, it's like a strange thing. I don't necessarily know if there is an age range. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's like a good age range.
There's not no age range.
As long as you do anything. As long as people are being respected.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying what people would do. I'm like, we sitting here trying to set one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it don't matter. You think, like, I think yours might be too high. Other people might think yours might be too low. Niggas will say anything. You see people in relationships now that's...
Oh, I don't care about what everybody is saying, because your cousin will fuck Caitlin Clark, and I say no for him. I don't care what he say. I said no for men. Well, I'm just saying, like, so with this, like, just because niggas will fuck a girl of whatever age, I don't think that makes it okay for the range. I kind of think that, like...
Well, you don't think it's okay. They think it, dude.
They don't... Real, sometimes it's okay to make a rule for people that aren't here without deciding what they want. That's what it's called, to overstand. Like, if you a parent, like, you feel me? Like, when you a parent and, like, when you have kids, your kids gonna think something outside of what you think. You gonna think it's time for y'all to go to bed and y'all need no more juice because it got sugar in it and it keep y'all up. But they're gonna be like, I want some juice. What they think doesn't matter. At a certain point in time, you gotta be able to think without thinking for the other people that are thinking, because it's your thought. Like, you have to have a superseding thought. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, yes, I understand that there's some people that might say some shit. They don't matter. Not in the realm of, like, what a rule is. Like, I don't make a rule based on the niggas that would break the rule. I make a rule based on what I think the rule is supposed to be. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? If we gonna come up with what niggas are supposed to do, it's not based on what they would do, because niggas are fuck kids. You know what I'm saying? It's a sick ass motherfuckers in the world. I'm not trying to base it on what niggas would do. You feel me? So I would say that, like, if you're a woman, I think that once a woman is 23, 24, 25-ish, 23 to 25, I'm okay with them fucking with anybody that they want to fuck with. That's, like, of age, like, 25 and older. I think that everybody over 23, or everybody over 25, probably it'd probably be crazy if they fucked with anybody 6 years younger than them.
Right.
That'd be my rule. that every, you know what, at 25, every human at 25, you can't fuck with nobody 6 years younger than you, and you can fuck with anybody older than you.
I feel like at 25, you can't fuck with nobody that's 5 years younger than you, for real. Well, that's just me, because I feel like you at least got to be 21 for me to fuck with you at my age right now. And then when I get older.
Nah, at 25?
Yeah, if I'm 25, you fucking up 20 and 19 year olds. No.
You missing out.
I'm cool. Let me miss out then.
Don, do you agree with that one?
No, like, I feel it though. I really, like,
if you 20, like, wait, if you 25, could you fuck a 19, if you 25, could you fuck a 19 year old?
Not really, I wouldn't want to. Not really, no. If I want to app, I'll swipe against those people. I don't like talking to 19 year olds.
Hey, okay.
I really don't like to talk to anyone lower than 23. But after 23, I'm 20. I'm 26. Exactly. 27 this year. But really, after that, see? Let it be the moon.
That's okay.
All right. What's the age limit on you, Anna?
My oldest.
Yeah, like you 25 right now. What's the youngest you'll talk to?
Youngest. Like
23. And what's the oldest?
Like
30. See that Reed? She's 25.
Okay. Okay. That's, yeah. That's our answer.
It's my final answer.
100%.
What about when you...
No. I got a question. So if you ran into Chris Brown, like Chris Brown, you seen Chris Brown, you couldn't date him.
Why could I?
Because he not 30, motherfucker.
It don't matter. That's Chris Brown.
Right, so you would date older than 30. Yeah. If the nigga is sexy to you, you'd date older than 30. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we're talking about. Thanks. Now we back in my ballpark. That's just ideal shit. That just sounds crazy to me. That she would date a nigga that's 49 if he looked like he was 34. You know what I'm saying? It was jiggy. Like, what are we talking about? If she would.
You said, what? I don't know.
I do.
You said, wait, say it again?
She would date a nigga that was 40-something that looked 30-something. Who? If he was fly.
Mm-hmm. You would?
And she just said, what, 30? That's all I'm saying. Right.
Say older man.
And the number is, it's over 30, bro. It's more than 5 years older. Like, the number but older than you is, I think it's limitless, honestly. It's based on you as a person. But younger, I'd say if we, from 25, it's probably around what you say, like the 5 to 7.
Yeah.
Like, just fuck around with or whatever, have any amount of relationship with. I would think that they would be around there. Is what I would think. Yeah. I think 10 years is a good range, though.
When I get older, like, the older I get, that number go coming up first.
Oh, you mean your younger number?
The younger number gonna keep
coming. Do you think it's gonna lag at all? Like you got a different number. I personally think it'll get down to about 10 years under you.
I don't think so.
Alright. I can't wait.
That shit ain't gonna happen though.
I mean, if you say so. What was the question that I have for y'all? Nah, before we get up out of here. Listen. Because y'all was talking about Tinder and all of that.
Who?
Y'all brought up like the dating shit.
Man, you broke up Tinder?
Hey, yeah. 5 seconds. It was real small.
Yeah, y'all brought it up. Thank you. Anyway, So moving on to the next topic. It's a story of a chick that met a dude on Tinder.
Okay. This is a real story.
Today I had sex with a guy on our third date. We just finished having sex and he was blatantly on Tinder right next to me in bed. I literally haven't moved and he still had a wet boner. Yet he was on Tinder looking for his next hookup. How do y'all react? Is he fucking up?
Get up and go.
Yeah, you allowed to leave like you allowed to look at Tinder. If you don't like that, get up and go. Don't talk to him again.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Y'all was very kind of dry. She met him on Tinder.
Yeah, that's what he does is Tinder.
That's what she does is Tinder.
Yeah.
She should know the game.
The fuck is we talking about? If he was whacking, man, she might have been laying there looking on Tinder. Maybe she was ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he was disappointed.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to see a future with you Tinder hookup. Come on, guys.
Which is fair.
Right. Oh, okay. That's my cap. This is my groin, though.
I'm good.
Old man sitting contusions.
I don't know what's happening right now. Bro, you ain't stretched before you hoop?
Man, yes, I did, for real. I think it was like that little Euro that fucked me up. For real, because I fell, because the nigga was in front of me. He was trying to set a charge in the fucking pickup game. Why are you trying to set it? I passed the first nigga on the first Euro, and then while I'm landing up, the nigga just standing there like, what are you doing? In the pickup game, though, nigga?
Taking the charge? I mean, you
just got... Like, he just all in the way.
You got dunk on him next time.
Yeah.
Bro, you too young to not be dunking on him at that point.
No, I be dunking, but I just don't be feeling like it all the time. That shit get... But I only dunk when it's a...
Nah, you too young for that.
When it's a crowd. It got to be a lot of people there. Or it got to be...
You too young for that.
If it's just an empty gym, what I need to dunk for?
Because he there.
That's fair.
No, it's not Don. You don't know.
Yes, he do.
No, he don't. Don don't hoop. Don don't hoop. Don't do this. Don't do this.
I lay it up. I still score, though.
Don't
a
do
it. A bucket is a bucket.
No, it's
two
not.
2 points is 2 points.
Bro, we both know that 2 points is not 2 points.
Well, yes, it is.
Yes, it is, but it's not. It bro, you're not going to tell me that you don't know the difference between a dunk and a layup.
I do know the difference. But why am I wasting all my energy at a pickup game? If it was a real game,
because he's right there in your face, and he need to know, or else he need to. Why he in your face so y'all can both fall? Because he don't think he about to get dunked.
I couldn't dunk.
He thought you was soft.
In my position.
No, but he thought you was soft.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
I scored.
That's why he stood. No, real, you a big boy. He stood there because he knew that you weren't about to dunk on him. He played you soft.
No,
don't do that. Say something to these people before we get about it.
Come on tomorrow.
My knee wobbly, but I might go.
Look, my groin hurt right now. We both fucked up.
Nah, but like, it's different.
We can hoop tomorrow.
Your groin fucked up because you let a nigga play with you. You know what I'm saying?
No diddy.
Take care of yourself. Practice your hobbies.
And don't let niggas play with you on that motherfucker.
No diddy.
No diddy, see you.
And don't let these niggas play with you on that court, nigga. If you Euro, you better put it on their head top. That's all I'm saying. Bro, I'm fucking with you.
Come hoop tomorrow,
man. Man, say something to these people before we get up out of here, man.
It's a great day to be alive. You feel me? Ask me what you got to say. I'm trying to think.
I don't know. I want to say, get some money.
Yeah.
Always. Talk to your loved ones. Let them know you love them. Drink water. Also, if it's a nigga in your way in a lane, put it on a fucking head top. Look, always keep it positive. If them motherfuckers forcing you to go bad, dunk it on their head. That's all I'm saying, man. It's not even a podcast. O told you to do it.